The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding. Episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, the Spotlight Series. These are branded content shows featuring innovative up-and-comers, disruptors, creators, and entrepreneurs. We think this company is awesome, and we wanted to be the ones to tell you about them. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews, and on today's show, Suit Shop. Suit Shop, formerly the Groomsman Suit, was founded in 2016 by Gene Foley and Diana Gans. When they started the company, they had no idea they would be starting a movement for wedding suiting for all. They are proud to have become the first suiting company brand to offer coordinated collections of suiting for men, women, and children.
The Groomsman Suit was created for groomsmen, but Suit Shop is for everybody. That is everybody, no matter your size, orientation, or identity. We love their mission, and the rebrand from Groomsman Suit to Suit Shop embodies that mission, and we are so excited to be partnering with them.
We are going to tell you about so much in this episode, or rather they are. The quality of the product for the price, it's unbelievable. Seriously, unbelievable. We made them repeat it several times recording with them because we couldn't wrap our brains around it. The customer service is top of mind at all time for the team at Suit Shop. And the platform that they created for ordering is so innovative, so easy for the consumer, and it is improving the experience of suit shopping, plain and simple.
Plain and simple, but not so simple and not so plain. Pretty frigging awesome. So now, please enjoy our interview with founders Gene Foley and Diana Gans.
Hi, my name is Diana Gans. I'm co-founder of Suit Shop. Talking to you from sunny, snowy Denver, Colorado, where I live with my husband and 10-month-old daughter.
Hi, I'm Jean Foley, co-founder of The Suit Shop. I am here in Columbus, Ohio, where I live with my husband and my five-year-old daughter, Francesca.
Pretty.
That's my daughter's name.
It is?
Yes, Francesca. Oh my gosh, do you call her Frankie?
Yeah.
That's why we chose the name.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Well, ladies, we're so happy to have you on the podcast and be doing this very special episode for the Suit Shop, because we're big fans of what you're doing, and you know, it's always nice to see a very well fitting suit on a human being. I mean,
that's right.
It is. It makes good. All the difference.
It really does.
Wedding suiting just gets such little love too. It's crazy. Yeah. It's all about the dresses, but you know, a killer suit can really make the wedding photos.
One of the only actual regrets I have. Well, I have, let's say, two or three regrets about my own wedding. And it's that I didn't push for my husband at least, but the whole, you know, team of our friends that were involved to get something better fitting than what they did get.
Yes. Let me tell you, if Gene and I had a dollar for every time somebody said, "Oh my God, I wish you guys were around when I got married. Our suits were terrible." Like we would have, we wouldn't ever have to like worry about sales. Like we'd have an additional source of revenue from that. So,
and it's also the reason we started the business, because I rented very bad tuxedos for the groomsmen in my wedding. So there
I was
you have
a witness.
It.
Yeah, it came from experience and then being like, well, that didn't go well. How can we make that whole thing better?
Yeah. First and foremost, because I my background is a little bit more in the product development. I was a technical designer for 13 years for a few different brands. And the thing that stuck out to me was the quality and the fit. Being somebody who's like super hyper aware of fit and things fitting properly on different body types, my two youngest brothers showed up to my wedding in these tuxedos that were probably two sizes too big. It just didn't look great. They were good sports about it and like said they were super happy with it. But I clearly realized like I had made a mistake in choosing the company that I chose for the tuxedos. So the day passes and I told Kevin, I was like, my husband, man, I wish we would have looked into a different option for the guys. The tuxes didn't fit very well. And he said, oh, Jean, this is just, it's really the only option. Rentals are the only option. And guys are so used to doing it. Don't feel bad. And I had to return the tuxedos for my brothers the day after the wedding and realize that they had paid $250 a piece, which second red flag, way too expensive for what it was. Mm-hmm. Only to find out they all had to go into a store to get measured and go through this poor experience to get a ill-fitting tuxedo mailed to you like 24 hours before the event. You can't do alterations to it. If you do, they're out of pocket. All these crazy things. And then fees on top of it, right, to return it. So you name it, I was checking boxes like, nope, nope, nope. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Couldn't believe that, you know, my husband was basically telling me, this is status quo. Like, this is what guys do when they get asked to be in a wedding. So first and foremost, I thought, I bet I could figure out how to design a suit that could retail for under $250. And be a number one, a way better fit than what they were offering there and something that guys could keep and wear again. So that was really the catalyst was, I bet I could design this. I have no business background, no idea how to run a company, but I do know how to make product. So that's where Diana came in. She had the opposite. She knew how to run a business. You name it. She can make a P&L look really, really good. Pay all the bills and run a business really well. So I immediately reached out to her and I said, you might think this is a really crazy idea, but I bought this domain and I have some samples made and they're pretty great. And I think it could be something. And almost immediately, I thought she would say, she was going to tell me, probably not a great idea to sell suits, Jean. Like, there's lots of companies out there that sell suits. Why on earth would you start a suiting company? Like, it's a huge market, and to get your share in the market is going to be hard. And instead, she said, "Oh my God, I would love to sell suits to guys every day. We could outfit the groups." And she's like brainstorming all these ways we can make this process better, and immediately loved the idea just as much as I did. So. Kind of the rest is history. We created a really great Kickstarter that was very successful. We got basically double what I think we were trying to get from the Kickstarter and was able to place our first
first real
inventory order and just started growing from there.
So Jean, you've got the fashion design background mm-hmm. and worked for other brands and you went to mm-hmm. school for that. And you just knew right off the top of your head, my God, I could design a way better suit than those pieces of, you know what, that they rented for, you know, that much money and they looked awful. And then you're like, well, Diana is a businesswoman. Yes. And so Diana, you've got an MBA.
Yeah. So I went to Sloan. I went to MIT Sloan for my MBA and graduated in 2014. So, you know, midway through my MBA, I was going to Jean's wedding. And then a year later, about I graduated. And, Sloan is very entrepreneurial. They kind of have this way of brainwashing you. You could start your own company. And so, yeah, but really the key that they will always teach you is you just have to find it the right gap in the market, mm-hmm. you know, and for Jean, she had thought there's, you know, and she had found there's a real gap in the market for product and even the service. And I think for me, when I was listening to the idea, it was even less for me about the product, which mm-hmm. the product was very important, but it was the experience that was lacking for customers, for men in particular. And yes. I just saw this being something that, you know, especially with two women driving it, and our expectations are maybe different. I want to say high. I don't want to say higher, but sometimes they can be for like our
wedding
retail.
Service for sure. Yeah. Especially
so
in wedding.
If we just gave them like a nice experience, I was like, God, this could be really popular and men would really love it. And so would women now, as we found out. So it's been really fun. I'm not a product designer. So this is where Jean and I are really kind of the yin and yang.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make a suit, like patterns. It's like a foreign language to me, and financials are a foreign language to Jean. So we're just,
there we go.
Happy as a clam. We just stay out of each other's way.
So and that is a key to a good partnership, I believe as well, is like knowing what you love to do and then getting to do just that and not parts that you don't necessarily love. We both do things that we don't love, but to know our spot, our place in the company and what we do well and lean on the other for the other half is like so wonderful.
And not to meddle too, really, is just like, it kind of goes back to trust, and just, I trust Jean with whatever, you know, she need in her domain. She's the expert, and I think vice versa.
Mm-hmm. When we first met you and heard of you, you had a different name. The business had a different name, yes. Which was
the groomsman suit.
Yes. So
that was the original name of the company, because it's extremely literal. Mm-hmm. We created suits for groomsmen to fill that need of that terrible tuxedo rental, and there weren't really any other options. And so, the name was available on GoDaddy for $11.99. Snap that up.
Bargain.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that became the name of the company because it was just, is great for SEO. People found us really quickly. We loved it. It made so much sense until it suddenly didn't anymore. So
yeah. You know, at the time, like we thought, gosh, men just really don't have an option when it comes to wedding suiting. Mm-hmm. Like women have all these options to be bridesmaids and it's such a great experience. But like guys have just been led to believe that the only way they can wear a tuxedo is if they spend upwards of $1,000 to rent, or they have to, or I'm sorry, $1,000 to own, or they have to rent for $200 to $250. And so that was like Jean's aha moment when she rented tuxedos for her wedding and realized the price tag and how terrible they were. Still after the guys got fitted. And so we were just like, well, let's give guys a better option. Like let's be that like up and coming dress brand, like all women have. And, but then what we realized from the moment we started the company is that actually women don't have any wedding suiting options either. Mm-hmm. And so, we were outfitting women in our quote unquote men's fit, which really is just a slimmer modern fit. We're sort of evolving the names to be a little bit more unisex, but you know, our slimmer modern fit, but the pattern wasn't ideal for like a woman's frame. And so Jean spent like 2 years designing a really great pattern for women, and we launched that about a year and a half ago, and that's been incredibly popular. And it's really put the groomsman suit on the map for women interested in dress alternatives, but the name just became a real mismatch for us. So that's
yeah. And we also, you know, not just the masculine name of the groomsman suit, but our suits are great for literally anything, not just for weddings. And so throughout the last, you know, the very beginning years, we had people emailing us asking if they could order a single suit. And we were like, what are we doing wrong? Of course you can mm-hmm. order a single suit. That's, we sell suits. But they thought they had to be in a wedding. They thought it had to be part of a wedding.
Yeah.
Group.
Like, do I have to buy five if I just want
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
Yeah. Literally and we would have guys be like, can I just order one more? And they're like, yeah.
You order as many as you want, however you like. But obviously the name was misleading them to believe that it somehow was just for weddings. And so we felt we wanted to put a more just as obvious a name as the groomsman suit to our company, but make it a little bit more open for obvious reasons for men, women, anyone wanting to get a great suit, children, suits we sell as well, can now visit the suit shop. And it makes so much more sense for us to still cater to weddings, do what we do well with weddings, but kind of remove those barriers that that name was sort of locking us into.
Yeah, the assumption.
For any pronoun, however you identify,
exactly.
That's you might want a really good fitting suit. So here you
we've
go.
Got it. Yeah,
I think all that's inclusive. It's a huge moment for you. And I think it's a very important decision you all made. And, you know,
we know it's a hassle.
It is, you know, and like rename everything. Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, like the business has grown like 400% in the past couple of years.
Wow.
We do not necessarily have to do this from like a business sales perspective, but it is the right thing to do. It is the right way to be. It's the really the next chapter for us to like be inclusive to all types of occasions, individuals. And so it's a little scary for sure, because we have a tremendous amount of traffic and SEO and brand goodwill built into the groomsman suit, but I know Suit Shop's going to be even more successful. So we're excited to see it grow.
It's scary, but I mean, it also must feel right. Like it's something that you should be proud of, that you're doing this for the right reasons, which is in your heart, you know, being inclusive to all. And that's always the right thing to do.
Yes. And that's the perfect way to say it. That's the perfect way to say it, is like, it just felt right. And even though throughout the time frame of like, should we do this? Is this going to give us, this is going to be really hard SEO wise to relink everything. It's going to be hard, but at the heart of it, it felt so right that we just figured out how to make it work. And we're so proud to be the Suit Shop now and be able to market to everyone and have our name represent who we are as a brand. So it is exciting.
Very good. Sorry, Christy, I just wanted to mention what you said, Jean, that your husband told you, like, well, it's no big deal. We're used to this as guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That is such a huge part of the reason there is not an equal distribution of labor when it comes to wedding planning. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like that whole stereotypical societal, like, oh, the guy, it's the woman's day. You know, she's the one that has to look amazing. Let her choose whatever she wants. Kind
the guy
of
just shows
quality.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Which sucks.
It does. And I will say, you know, Kevin, I said he had to figure out the suiting, and he certainly did. And he did me a huge favor, because now we have the suit shop. But he picked what every other guy in America was picking at the time, like this easy rental thing that you had done for all your buddies' weddings. And, you know, I will say that was the one probably struggle we had in the beginning. I don't want to call it a struggle, but convincing guys that there's another option out there and having them seek us out. We really had to prove that we were a better option. And it, even 5 years ago, if you think about it, suiting was one of the last few things people felt comfortable with buying online. So we were still like struggling with, how do we communicate size and fit? How do we convince them that this process is just as easy, if not easier, than going into a store and paying all this money and getting measurements by someone who doesn't know how to measure and signing you up for a suit. So we very quickly, we got emails saying, you know, is there a catch? Why are these suits $194? Are they super cheap? I don't know. I don't trust it. Will I get my money back if it doesn't work out? And so this is where like the service aspect of our business kind of started being born. Once we nailed the product and we knew we had a great product, how do we convince these guys that there's a new shop in town and we are where it's at to get your suits for the big day? So we launched a free trial almost immediately, with like zero understanding of what it would look like or how to handle payments or anything like that.
When I think about our free trials in the beginning, it was literally like we were just mailing suits to customers,
cross your fingers,
with no payment,
hoping that they would pay us later.
Not anymore, everyone, but.
Real quick though, that was the, from the beginning, it's been an online platform.
From the very beginning. Right? Yep. Online only. We said to ourselves, we'll never have a store. It's too much, you know, too heavy of a thing to manage. But that was the other thing. People were reaching out, asking if we were legit and thinking, you know, you don't have an address. I don't trust this. There's some catch to this. So we do now have 3 locations after we said we would have none.
Is the majority still online?
Online, yeah, like 90% of our business. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Wes. Recently got engaged to my partner, Katie, and cannot be more thrilled to start our next adventure together. We're getting married in July. Something that the two of us decided we wanted to do was an engagement shoot. And Jean was actually really great. She'd referred some excellent photographers to us. And once we ended up landing on someone we wanted to work with, we set a date. It was just really a matter of figuring out what are we going to wear. And I just go blank when it comes to figuring out what I want to wear. I become stressed out. Jean made the process totally seamless. I was able to go to the showroom, pick up the suit. I wasn't sure between 2 sizes, and she said, take them both with you. You can always bring back the other one later, which just made everything even more hassle-free. I was able to get dressed, get ready in seconds, and Katie and I could be on our way to be photographed. And I've got to say thank you for making everything so simple, worry-free, and just comfortable. They really do know how to take care of you and make sure that you feel good in what you're wearing. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, you're gonna feel great. And there's no doubt about it.
So for me to tell my husband, I know now after so many years of being married, like if I want something, I need to maybe make him feel like it was his idea. And then he'll want it also. And I'll be like, that's brilliant. But I have to be deliberate about how I sort of sell things or package things. And one of those is price, being like, we're going to save money by this option. And the other is ease. Like, I think the assumption would be like, this company is going to send me some measuring tape, but I got to do it myself. And what if I mess it up? And are you going to do it? And I don't know how to. So it's not that, right?
Yeah. It's so not one of the things like we realized as a pain point of ordering suiting is all of the measurements that these other brands make men, individuals even submit, you know, it's like some people don't even know their like pant size.
Totally. And it's
and they're asking them from like, they're asking them for shoulder measurements and chest and like sleeve and neck. And so it's so intimidating. And we really wanted to make it a very simplified process. Like our fit finder online is a smart algorithm. It's smarter with every order placed. We work with a really great data analytics company, and it, rather than take in measurements from customers, it takes very simple inputs like what's your height, what's your weight, what's your typical pant size, shoe size. And if you know your jacket size, great, not necessary. What's your age? And it calculates back against all past customer orders to come up with like the highest probability of like successful size recommendations to make to those customers. And it's over 80% accurate, getting more and more accurate. You know, our goal is to get it closer to 90. I mean, when people listen to it. So that's the other thing that we, you know, that's another area that we have to work on, is really, you know, encouraging customers to listen to the size recommendations, but they do, and it's getting better. And so I think that definitely reduces a barrier for people to use our brand. I think too, like I just talked to a customer yesterday and he was like, oh my God, I have called and talked to several other brands. This is the best phone call I have ever had about wedding suiting for my wedding in September. I'm setting up a free trial right now. He was doing it online while we spoke. And he was like, I just can't believe like how much, like you just answered my questions. Like, mm-hmm. it yeah, was, I mean, it was just so straightforward.
You're reading his like, mind.
I mean, but it's like,
we're just answering their questions. Very early on, we thought, we got emails saying, wow, this is outstanding. You guys are amazing. And we're like, we're literally just providing you answers to questions in a timely
and being
manner.
Nice.
That's where the expectations, like you mentioned, yes. they were just yes. low to begin with. So yeah. if you're doing what would be expected for a dress shop or a female right. facing audience, you'd be like, we can't have them sitting on hold or, you know,
exactly.
But press one for a callback in 3 hours or enter your question here. I love it when I see that on websites and the little bot comes up to answer my question and you're just like, I need a real
agent.
Human.
Agent, yeah. agent.
I'm going exactly. to wear this on this important day. You know, for a lot of the clients, it is for a wedding day still. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to wear it. It's going to be on me. In every yes, picture, yeah. in like my whole experience.
It's amazing.
Day.
Yeah. It's crazy how just like good customer service still goes such a long way. Like, you know, with as popular as e-commerce is becoming, you would think that that's like what brands are figuring out is how to deliver that virtually, you know, without customers having to go into a store, because for a year almost only people could only shop online.
Yes.
But, mm-hmm. It's very hard. It's very hard to assemble a team that is like incredibly intelligent about your brand, you know, 100% like wholeheartedly bought into the business. And we're really lucky that we have that team in place.
So we've talked about, you know, your origin story. We talked about this awesome rebranding and why, which is just fantastic. Let's talk about the actual product. Let's talk about you know, Jean, this is like your, let's start rubbing your palms together.
Give it to me.
I want to talk about, because the price point is low.
Yes.
And when I, you know, I see that low price point, I'm like, this is cool. But I'm like, wait, what kind of material is this?
Yeah.
Like what, talk to us about
I think
this.
You can't get all three, customer service, good price, and good quality. Like you're lucky if you get two out of
four
three.
And a good fitting yes. suit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, into we quality.
Have,
yeah.
We have done it. But before creating the product, we kind of like looked into what's suiting like price wise, what's it made of, what's going on in this industry. And it comes to, you realize that name brand and wholesale is a huge part of this industry. There are very few direct-to-consumer brands that manufacture their own fabric materials from beginning to end in suiting. What happens a lot is there's all this unnecessary markup happening from all the multiple channels that are being connected through the suiting. So if you buy a designer suit from or a name brand suit from Macy's or a department store, you're paying probably three layers of extra added markup margin. That's why they can mark it down as far as they can and so on. So it's a bit of a racket. And just through sourcing our own materials and being able to test different fabric combinations, we cut a ton of markup off. So the blend that we came up with, that's our 194 suit, is a poly rayon blend, but like 90% of the time when we hold a swatch of our blend next to like a merino wool material, guys can't tell the difference. And that's because it's just literally the perfect blend. And it took us a little while to like figure out that that's what we wanted. And there is a stigma to like a non-wool suit that we have definitely overcome with our customer after they see the quality in person. And that's why we offer a free trial. Because we basically put our money where our mouth is and say, if you don't think it's the best $200 suit you've ever seen, it's the best $400 suit you've ever seen, but you're paying $200 for it. So then you can send it back to us free of charge. So our supply chain is super lean. We manufacture our fabric from raw materials, and we're really excited to be working on a new material with stretch and recycled components, which is super important in the fashion industry.
Stretch is good. I like stretch.
Yes. So our women's collection already has stretch built in because it was a later version. We developed that over 2 years of post launching the company. But we're even going further to improve upon that and add it to our men's collection. So we're excited about that. But we're just very mindful of everything from beginning to end and the cost that goes into it. And so we literally have, you know, narrow margins, but we don't do discounts on our products. Mm-hmm. We don't do flash sales. We don't do buy four, get one. We just keep it super simple so that, you know, it's kind of always on sale for everyone.
Right.
Yeah. $194, the best suit you can buy, hands down.
Didn't you say $194 was the price when you started? So it hasn't,
it hasn't gone up. We've with volume of our orders, we've saved on our back end. And so we've just never had to, raise the price too much as, you know, things get more expensive to operate. We just don't continue to pass that, onto the customer.
Excellent. So we got $194 for a full suit.
For a jacket and pants.
Jacket and pants.
Some amazing, you know, we've added to our collection. We started with just the suits. We've added shirts, shoes, ties, bow ties, cufflinks, you name it. We pretty much can complete your look from head to toe at a fraction of the price. You know, really amazing shoes, leather shoes for $75. You cannot find a comparable option in that price point anywhere. So we're just getting really good at developing product that is direct to the manufacturer, and our customers get the benefit of us ordering in bulk.
And it's lightweight fabric that travels well. I think that's that.
Yes.
I have wrote that down because I'm like, it travels well.
Yes.
Low maintenance. So important. Yeah. Because I mean, how many people are flying for their wedding or staying overnight somewhere or have mm-hmm. to pack it away? Like that's a really good quality.
Yeah. It was one of the biggest things we needed to make sure we nailed was that the suit can, and we have really cool blog posts about how to fold your suit for travel for the best results, which is pretty nice. You can check out our blog for that. But we did tests on how the fabric managed in a suitcase for a weekend long trip. And my husband travels for work almost constantly, and he wears all of our suits, and he swears they are the most durable, resistant travel suits that he owns. So we definitely hear that from customers. We use that as part of, you know, our sales to customers who are kind of like having a bunch of their groomsmen travel to a destination wedding. It's a huge reason people come to us.
I have a question, since we have, I hope, the correct assumption that most of our listeners are mm-hmm. something to do with weddings or, you know, planning a wedding in the wedding industry. But if not, we should probably work on our target marketing, but that's what we think. So the idea, the suit shop and mm-hmm. the idea versus tux, suit versus tux and tie versus bow tie, vest, no vest, in terms of formality or a black tie wedding, or maybe people listening to this thinking like, oh, this is a more casual look. So there's a cap on the formality of the event that, although it's a great suit, it's not for my.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I think, I was going to say, Jean, too, like anyone that ever has these types of questions, we have virtual appointments with stylists. So, you know, you can do a video call chat like we're doing now and talk with a stylist to really fine tune your wedding day look based on all the things you mentioned: venue, time of day, are you on a beach, like coastal, all of the, what the girls are wearing. Yeah, seasonal, what the girls are wearing. So, but what I think has been kind of cool about, I mean, maybe a silver lining with the sort of new way couples are planning their wedding due to COVID, is it's really kind of blown the doors off of what is acceptable or like what they can do with their wedding in general. Totally. And that trickles down to wedding style. Mm-hmm. So, you know, couples are saying, we're not going to wear a tie. We're going to go open collar. And, or we're, you know, the groom is saying, I'm going to wear a completely different color than my groomsmen, or we have women wanting to wear suiting as a bridesmaid or even as a groomswoman. So it's been really fun. And I mean, the possible combinations and style opportunities are really endless. So we always recommend the virtual appointments because stylists can really like open your eyes to like, what's possible.
Right.
Yeah. We actually, when we launched the company, we estimated what kind of inventory balance we would need between suits and tuxedos, and thought tuxes for sure were going to be like the wedding number one wedding seller. Come to find out very quickly that was not the case. So over the past few years, I think suits have really trended heavily for weddings. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest reason, especially if you're purchasing it, is just the wearability after the wedding. So what couples really ask us a lot is, you know, or find us for the reason that we are for purchase. And at our price point for purchase, there's few and far between options for truly like wedding brands really offering a full suite of services like we do. And they always say like, I don't want to rent because I want my groomsmen to have something that they can actually keep and wear again. And suiting just is that thing that you can have in your closet. Not to say a tux isn't, but a tux is probably a once a year, maybe twice a year if you're lucky, yeah. Black tie event rewear. Where a suit, I mean, you can wear our jackets with jeans to, you know, a night out with friends. You can wear the slacks with a really casual button up for work. So it's the versatility in a suit that I think, especially for a purchase, when you're making a purchase, that I think couples really appreciate. But we do have like the lovely, amazing black tie weddings that, you know, New Year's Eve,
which
that really kill it.
We're also kind of wondering if those will make a comeback a little bit post COVID, because everybody has been wearing yoga pants. And so we are seeing, we are talking to a lot of couples that are like, no, we have postponed our wedding for a year. We're going big and we're going home and we're doing black tie and everybody's showing up in a tux. So that's been really fun. It will be interesting to see just generally as far as like
second roaring 20s, exactly. Right? Like that's what they're saying. There's going to be a second roaring 20s and tuxedos.
So you can get a tuxedo, a suit, a white suit, a bride's suit.
Yep.
All from the suit
and
shop.
And children.
And they'll be
and children.
Affordable. You'll always have access to customer service and it's easy to do.
I found out about the groomsman suit, now the suit shop, a couple years ago when my friend used them for his wedding. The process was much easier than anything I'd been through before, but I was definitely skeptical about the quality of the suit for under $200 that you actually get to keep. Honestly, I was blown away when I received it and tried everything on. It fit better than a lot of suits I own and that I spent a lot more money on. I own a couple of their suits now since I wear suits to work from time to time, and I get a lot of compliments on them. The name change makes sense since I still wear my suit all the time and outside of weddings.
Since we've heard about the product and the customer service and the price, tell us about the actual suit shop experience and platform that a client would get to use and understand.
Yes. Well, when a couple finds us, it kind of depends on the stage they're at in their planning process. But first stage one, you're kind of still deciding on what color suiting you want, what the theme is for your wedding. We offer free swatches as a really great way to, you know, get a feel for our fabric, see all the colors kind of laid out at home, narrow it down. And then stage two, we recommend ordering a free trial for us because we ship a full suit in whatever color you decide to your door to try on. You get 7 days to kind of like try it on, play with different accessory combinations, really nail down the look and the fit. If you love it, you can keep it. It's a brand new suit, never been worn, and just as good as a real order. And if you need an exchange, we exchange it for free for a different size. So that's super easy. Once you decide to go with us, we have an incredible online group coordination tool that's custom designed to handle and manage any size group. It allows you to curate the look within the dashboard. You can make items mandatory or optional. It's just a really great way to put together your full look for the guys or women in your wedding party that are going to suit up. And then you just hit a button and launch your email, and everyone in the group gets email links to order their suit, easy resources to figure out what their size is, and immediate links to contact us however they like. So they can schedule a virtual, give us a phone call, shoot us an email. The best part is we typically reply within a few hours, but I'll say 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So you get a quick reply from one of our team members that can help with answer any questions. And the best part is we check in with everyone about 2 weeks before the wedding to make sure they've actually tried on their suit and love the way it fits and have every item that they need to show up perfectly dressed. So we really are mm-hmm. very hands-on at making sure everybody shows up with what they need so that the couple can kind of set it and forget it with us and trust that we will make sure everybody's super happy with their look.
Very good. Well, it just all sounds amazing. I want to get a suit. I think it would be really, have you ever had like the entire wedding party wearing a suit, girls and guys?
Yes. Yes.
I bet that looks so cool.
It does. We've had a variety of different combinations where we have, like a groomsmaid where a female friend on the groom's side is dressed in suiting to kind of, you know, match with the guys. We've had an all white wedding where all of the bridesmaids were in our white tuxedo and the bride was in a big dress. That looked amazing. I mean, the cool thing is you make it your own with your suits. You know, there's so many ways to style the suits.
And we should mention that you are very size inclusive, offering one of the largest size ranges of any brand. What is the size range?
Yeah. So we offer, if all three fit types are slim, modern, and women's, it's over like 90 possible jacket sizes.
Wow.
And pants, equivalents. We sell everything as separate. So, you know, that was the other weird thing when we were really looking into how suiting was sold is at our price point, almost every suit is sold as a set. So you, even at like a $500 price point, brands sell suits as sets. So they would just say to the customer, well, if you order a 42 jacket, you're going to get a 36 pant and you just have to choose. Like if you're
I
mean, it's like us buying a bikini or a bathing suit that's like a medium and a medium on top. Like whoever is that like equally distributed? I'm sure and I'm not.
Yeah, right.
So it was just bizarre. And I mean, I think that was a scary decision for us because from an inventory management perspective, blowing up sets is quite a nightmare to manage it from inventory wise. But it was just the right thing to do to give the customer the best fit. You know, the key to looking sharp in the suit is the fit. It's not the price tag. It's not, is it fully canvassed, 100% wool? It's the fit. And so we get a custom like fit because of these, you know, possible size variations between like the 90 possible fits we have in our jackets and then 90 possible pant fits.
Yeah. We get so many customers saying, I really didn't think I would get a suit that fit me ever off the rack at this price point. And they're always amazed by, that, you know, the way that it fits in the right combination, slim jacket, modern pant, modern jacket, slim pant, you name it, you can mix and match and until it's right for you. And that's the, you know, the best part of buying a $194 suit is that you're not also paying $194 in alterations, which happens a lot at that price point from other retailers.
Yeah. We've outfitted a ton of like professional athletes, NFL players, hockey players. And those can be some pretty complex body types to work with. But we always get we've been able to get a really nice fit off the rack for a lot of them, most of them. And I mean, I just had a basketball player come in. He was 6'11".
What?
The other day.
That's literally 2 feet taller than me.
Yeah. He played basketball at, I think it was Penn State. I forget exactly where, but just awesome. One tall drink of water, but it was beautiful. The extra long was like perfect.
Yeah. That's why we have the extra long. So
he was literally great. Like, I can never find a suit off the rack. And I was like, well, we're your girls.
Order one in every color.
Challenge accepted.
You're all set.
Challenge accepted. Very good, ladies. Well, we are really happy to have had you on the podcast because we feel like, you know, your message and everything you do aligns very well with us and our audience and our listeners. And we're so happy that you're able to offer them this wonderful discount. And visit suitshop.com right now, or when it's safe to do so, and look at these amazing suits in tuxes at this insanely low price point. I'm so excited for you all, and I can't wait now. I want to try one on.
We can't wait to hear from all of our listeners that they're going to send us pictures and like you're like a unicorn, and we're showing it to them that it exists.
Well, thank you guys so much. This is awesome, and we've loved chatting with you. And hope to see all of your listeners come to us. We're ready for it. Come on, wedding season.
Yeah, if they call on a Monday or Wednesday, they might talk to Jean and I directly because we answer the phone sometimes those days. So
excellent. Excellent.
We're talking to them just like we're talking to you.
Thank you. I just think this is such an awesome, you know, service. And I think their suits are so beautiful, well-made. They look so good on men and women. I'm very excited we had a chance to talk to Diana and Jean and that they reached out to us.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible that there's a good quality suit that you can get delivered to your house for under $200. Like just that alone is
bonkers.
You know, it's new. It's like news. It's,
yeah.
The groomsman suit as a company prior to this rebranding has been around for years, as they talked about. We've known about them. I've worked with couples that have ordered from them, but it would still be news to like my husband right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you can actually, we can just button this up, so to speak, no pun intended. Like we can just do this. It will take just a couple of weeks and you're going to have a suit for less than $200. It's like I said in the episode, kind of like a unicorn. So I feel good about sharing this episode with our listeners. And also since we talked to them, since we recorded it, they have officially
launched
the rebrand to Suit Shop. And we are impressed and love that this was a priority for them to be more, you know, equitable in representation and who they're, you know, who their target audience is. It's everyone, anyone that wants to wear a suit.
Exactly. And I think I'm going to want to wear a suit. So I think I'm going to probably get one soon. And speaking of purchasing from Suit Shop, they are offering you listening right now a discount. So head to suitshop.com and use code BIGWEDDING10 for 10% off your suit or tuxedo purchase, which is like, again, bonkers because it's already such a low price. So they're also going to give you 10% off just for listening. Again, suitshop.com, code BIGWEDDING10.
Thank you so much, Jean and Diana, for being on our show. We are proud to partner with Suit Shop. We can't wait to see what happens next. And I was serious. We do really want to hear from you if you are wearing these suits at your wedding. We want to see pictures. We want to hear all about the experience because we stand by Suit Shop and what they're doing.
Happy planning.
Bye. Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.